Sunday, January 12th. The Baptism of the Lord. The Gospel from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, 21 and 22. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Haydock Commentary. Many reasons might have induced the people to think that John was the Christ. First, the wonders that took place at his birth and conception, his mother being very old and without any prospect of offspring. Second, the excellence of his preaching, his mortified life, and the novelty of his baptism. And third, the report which then generally prevailed among the Jews that the Messiah was already come, on account of the coming of the Magi and the murder of the infants by Herod, both which circumstances were probably fresh in their memory, and several perhaps who witnessed them were still living. That baptism cannot be valid in which the name of the Holy Ghost only is invoked, for the tradition concerning life-giving grace must be preserved entire. To add or omit anything may exclude from life everlasting. For as we believe, so also are we baptized, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, as Christ said at the Ascension. Fire is a metaphor to signify the Holy Ghost and his gifts, particularly the fire of divine love to the expiation of sins, and this metaphor is very common in Scripture. Sometimes also he is represented by water, as in John chapter 4 verse 10, chapter 7 verses 38 and 39, Isaiah chapter 44, and others. Hence in the hymn to the Holy Ghost, Veni Creator Spiritus, the Church uses both figures. Thou who art called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spring, the living fire, sweet unction and love. From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. It is as though the Baptist said, "My baptism is by water, Christ's by fire, and as fire is more powerful than water, so is his baptism more efficacious than mine." You ask, what is this fire? Origen understands it of a purgatorial fire, that Christ will cleanse his faithful, dying in venial sins, in the fire of purgatory, according to the words, "The fire shall try everyone's work, and he shall be saved, yet so as by fire," 1 Corinthians 3. St. Hilary by fire here understands the judgment of Christ, that it will be sharp, clear, and dreadful, like fire. St. Basil and St. John Damascene understand the fire of hell, by which Christ punishes the reprobate, whence the Baptist says, "He shall burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Some by fire understand tribulations, by which, as by fire, Christ washes his faithful people from their sins. And by the Holy Ghost and fire is meant the holy, fiery, and inflaming Spirit, who is fire, that is, like fire, and as fire burns and kindles. The Holy Ghost, as it were fire, purges the faithful from their sins, kindles and illuminates them, raises them towards heaven and strengthens them, unites them closely to himself, and, like fire, transforms them into himself. Hence at Pentecost the Holy Ghost glided down upon the apostles in the appearance of tongues of fire. Hence St. John Chrysostom says, "By adding the mention of fire, he signified the efficacy of the Holy Ghost, the vehement and unconquerable strength of his grace." Hence in the primitive church the Holy Spirit was often wont to descend in the visible appearance of fire upon those who were baptized and confirmed, to denote the complete purgation of their sins, and the fiery love and the words of fire with which the Holy Ghost inflamed them. According to Deuteronomy 4:24, "God is a consuming fire," and Jeremiah 23:29, "Are not my words as fire, saith the Lord?"